This is a Boomitude original podcast. On this episode, we visit with singer-songwriter Corey Chisel.
Mr. Curl and Cotton Sheet, break your wings on darling fields of fire. Twisting smoke across a bridge, give happy men a chance to live the night.
The power of song was really evident to me as a young kid, mostly because my father was a minister, and you know, a big part of the family business was the music. You know, we spent a lot of time poring over these hymns and gospel music and those kind of things. And I never really had much of an attachment to religion of my own outside of, you know, songs. And so, in some way, my only attachment to, you know, any sort of spiritual higher power outside of myself was found in music, you know. And eventually later on, as I got older, was really realizing that the songs themselves were so powerful that they can make a person believe or not believe in things, you know, and that, you know, revolutions and wars and things like that. I think many things have started with songs, you know, and they have a convincing power to a person, healing or extremely destructive. You've got to be careful what you write about, because your life can imitate what you write, and a lot of times they have that power.
But if this world could be fair, don't you know my heart would be there. And if you could seal the stone, honey, keep your head down, but keep my fire going.
Some of the most powerful songwriters to me were the early bluesmen, like Howlin' Wolf and John Lee Hooker. And just on a real, it's just an instinctual connection that I have to those sounds and rhythms. And you know, then I moved on into the poetry of, you know, Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen and Tom Waits, and trying in some way to try and fuse these two sides of the brain that were being stimulated by those artists and try and fuse them together eventually. So those were some of my very first favorites. And teenage years, I was a huge punk rock music fan, still am too. But I liked a lot of bad bands just to piss my parents off. And, but I still love The Clash, and I love the Ramones and all those kind of bands too. Just music had a message to it, you know.
Death won't send the letter, but on me call ahead. I remember what you said.
Death Won't Send a Letter was sort of a journey of a record. It was my first for a major label, which is trying in ways and really fun in ways. And I had a nice budget, and we went on a sort of an exploration of figuring out where we wanted to make this record. You know, we went to I traveled all over from Mississippi to Los Angeles to, you know, just looking for a home, a studio, a town that felt right, you know. So we sort of set up shop, record a couple songs, eat a bunch of dinners, drink a bunch of wine, and then decide if it was bleeding into the music correctly, you know. So it was almost a year process after bringing a bunch of guys from Nashville in to the studio that were in other bands I really liked, like My Morning Jacket and The Rockin' Tours. And all of a sudden, we started having all this fun, you know, in the studio. And we're like, well, we're bringing Nashville into the studio. We should just go there, you know. So we showed up in Nashville, and things really started to take off from there. By the end of the record, we were just sitting around in a room together, you know, like finishing a song within a couple minutes and rushing into the next room while we were still excited and putting it down to tape. And it's a dangerous way to make music, but it's, for me, the most fun way to make records that way. Real immediate and not overly thought out. My band is always a rotating cast of characters. The Wandering Sons has always been like you'd never really know who was in the group except for Adriel Harris, who's a writing partner, and she's always with me. And so I knew she was going to be on the record, but we kind of were like calling our friends together that we liked, and we're just like, let's see if they respond to these songs, you know? So in that way, it was like a really different way to make a record too.
Just swing across the southern sky, lift a match to my morning eyes, where we'll all die young if
for Lucky B. You'd hate the dark to prove the dawn. Need me no more and I'll be gone. I'm dying to love somebody like you loved him. Angel, just like darling Tennessee.
Explaining the process of writing his songs is a little bit, I think Elvis Costello has a quote where he said, explaining writing songs is like dancing about architecture. You know, I mean, it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't totally know what's going on, which is what makes it fun. The really good ones, a lot of times I can't remember what the hell happened. You know, I can't remember if I was singing just a melody or if there was a couple words. You know, a lot of times, if they're really good, they show up together, words and melodies. The ones I really like the most are words that are hopefully urgent enough that there's a melody behind them.
All my friends say I'm not the fool, they say I'm the fool. All my lovers, they don't understand what I ever needed you for, but I needed you for me.
I've heard the next Dylan comparisons, the next Bruce Springsteen. My feeling on it is that there really can't be a next while these guys are still making the records they're making. I mean, I'm still such a fan of Bob Dylan's work. His latter work speaks to me more than his early work. And that the next of, there's not going to be a next. You know, there's, when he's gone, there's not going to be another Johnny Cash. You know, these are events that happen once. If anything, you just have to live in the shadow of the mountain that they've made and try to find a reason to write another song.
I've been feeling like my old self again, because mama didn't raise me to be no Christian. And I've been drinking of my own health again. Well, raise another glass for the unforgiven, and you know I will.
For a list of recommended recordings featuring Corey Chisel, visit boomitude.com. And for more information on the artistry of Corey Chisel, visit coreychisel.com. This has been a Boomitude original podcast.
I've been walking that long mile.